The Reward of Honesty. Once upon a time in a village, there lived a guy named Kutum. He was very good at his studies and was also fond of aromatic pencils and erasers. But their parents were very poor and can't afford to buy them. Kutum loved these things dearly and wanted to get it. But all the time getting the replies from his parents was no. He thought that I should leave all the time thinking to buy these pencils and erasers. But still, these pencils and erasers don't go out of their mind because every day he finds that his classmates bring many new aromatic pencils and erasers. One day, when he was returning home, he found that there are 3 aromatic pencils and erasers fallen on the road. He thought to pick it up, but then he remembered her mom's words and said, No, I said not because my mother uses to tell me that maybe it's someone else and he will be worrying for it. But still, Gutu was very excited to pick it up and picked it up. And thought that no one is over here, so let me pick it up and bring all the pencils and erasers to his home. In the evening, he started writing his homework with these pencils and erasers. Suddenly, her mom appeared in the room and said, "Gutu, what are you doing?" Gutu replied, "Oh, mom, I am writing my homework with these aromatic pencils and erasers." "Oh, really? Where did you get it from?" Gutu told the whole story of the aromatic pencils and erasers and told the mother that how he got it. Her mother felt very angry and said, "Gutu, I told you many times not to pick up anything from the road." He said that, "Yes, mommy, but no one was there, I told you." "Yes, it's right, but then also..." "Okay, listen. Tomorrow, you will go to the principal and return all these pencils and erasers." Gutu was not happy, but he still said, "Okay, mom, I'll do that." And the next day, he bring all the pencils and erasers to the principal and said, "Principal, I got these pencils and erasers fallen on the road. Please pick it up and return to the student whom it belonged to." The principal felt very happy and said, "Gutu, you are an honest boy. Very good and keep it up." Gutu felt very happy with these principal words and returned to the classroom. After some time, principal called his mate and said, "Go to the every class and said that whom these pencils and erasers belong to, come to my office." Then, when the Gutu's classmate heard this news, he ran to the principal and thought in the middle that, "Oh, I thought that I will not get these pencils and erasers back ever. But see how easily I get it. So why only I get 3 pencils and erasers? Why not 5? He have an idea and go to the principal and said, "Principal, these are my pencils and erasers." The boy got and picked up the pencils and said, "Sulkily, principal, these are only 3 pencils and erasers, but I lost 5. Hearing this, the principal got very angry and said, "Oh, is it true? Let me call Gutu." Then the principal called Gutu. Gutu came there and said, "Oh, principal, it's not my fault. I gave the 3 pencils to you." Then they both started fighting to each other by their mouths and started saying that, "No, I didn't do that. No, it's your fault." Then the principal stopped them and said, "Yes, Gutu should take the 3 pencils if he wanted, but still he returned the 3. So that is why it tells that Gutu have not cheated, but these 3 pencils are not yours because you lost it the 5 pencils and the 5 pencils are not found. So, These pencils are going to be gift to the Gattu, and also because no one have came here to take the pencils. The boy was very shocked and know that I can't say anything to the principal because I know if I will say the truth, I will be punished. So, you see, the reward of honesty, Gattu was honest and got a reward of 3 pencils he wished. And the boy who was not honest got nothing.